Ms. Brunton, you have something else, I believe.
Yep. I promise we won't talk about the orange basket in the November commission meeting.
I'm going to hold you to that.
We don't have a November commission meeting.
I'm definitely holding you to that.
So this is a request for an emergency amendment for the same regulation, proposal to amend Chapter 4, VAC 20-260-10, pertaining to the designation of seed areas and clean culling areas, to establish the basket as the only measure for culling tolerances, and a request for a public hearing at the combined December-November commission meeting. So a little background on this is currently there are two legal measures for oysters in Virginia. The legal measure is either the metallic Virginia bushel, as defined in Section 282.526A1 of the Code of Virginia, or the basket that is defined within this regulation. The metallic tub is generally used for measuring oysters that are in a loose pile. At the point of landing, oysters are shoveled into the tub and a bushel count is established for the pile of oysters. During harvest from public ground, oysters are still legally allowed to be stored in either a loose pile or in baskets, but not in both. Most people in the industry have sort of moved, particularly for clean cull oysters, to the orange basket in question here. Although they are different sizes, during harvest, the way that the basket is usually used is oysters are stored and culled directly into it, and at the point of landing, it's required to be level full. So sort of think of it as you get a bag of cereal or a bag of chips, and you take it right out, and they've settled. But if you're doing that through the harvest procedure, they settle into the orange basket, and it's very close to the equivalent of a standard metallic bushel that's immediately filled and shoveled at the dock. So the measurement is very, very close. I mean, there's many ways that you can fluff it, if you will, but they're almost identical. So the issue right now is that since there's two definitions of what a basket is and a bushel, they're both in the regulation currently in sort of separate parts. So it mentions bushel or basket. What this emergency amendment seeks to do, which is necessary as a protective measure for the oyster resource, is to strike the word bushel from wherever it appears in this entire regulation for the most part. And it won't affect that you can actually sell oysters. The measure won't change. You can sell oysters. It's just to establish the culling tolerances for the officers so that there's not a question of I can use this container for looking for a culling violation or this container. They're just required to use the same container that is sort of adopted by industry, which is the standard plastic mesh basket adopted. So this sort of simplifies things. The standards are the same. It's still the four-quart measure. They just don't have to carry around this metallic tub that's has to be custom made. It sort of has to be kept up to date in terms of, you know, certified that it's the correct measure, and it allows them to use the same container that most harvesters are using to search, look for a culling violation. So you can still sell your oysters if you are using, you know, a loose pile method. You can shovel them into the tub or you can use the basket. So that doesn't change. It just is for establishing the culling procedures. The main section that basket is being struck out for is here, and it just removes bushel or and replaces it with basket for establishing the tolerances for culling. And the staff recommends that the commission approve the emergency amendments and request a public hearing for Chapter 4, VAC 20-260-10, pertaining to designation of seed areas and clean culling areas, to establish the basket as the only measure for oyster culling tolerances.
Questions from the commission, Mr. Ballard?
Will this go to SMAC before the public hearing?
It wasn't planned on it. It's sort of not really, it shouldn't really affect the measures or sales. I've talked to a number of SMAC members, sort of mentioned that this was coming up, and there didn't seem to be much concern from industry side of things. It's more of a requests from law enforcement to sort of clarify the culling procedure so that there isn't any confusion, when it's associated with sort of prosecuting a case and having two measures established in the same regulation. So it's sort of more of a request from law enforcement just to establish that there's one basket that they're looking for so they don't have two options to confuse things.
Other questions from the commission? The request for an emergency amendment, which I'm opening the floor here for public comment. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Anyone? I don't see anyone. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. This will be a request for an emergency amendment, and then we'll bring it back in December and codify it into a full public hearing and codify it right back into the regulation. So, Mr. Meyer?
Move that we approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Miner, second by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Button.